Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Scary Savannah and Beyond, and get ready for another episode of the Tybee Island Police Blotter. So, Crystal, I'm sure things have happened. They may or may not have included odoriferousness.
Well, it definitely includes alcohol. We always know that.
There ain't going to be some odors is what I'm saying. It ain't going to him haul about it. It's happening. So what's been going on our fair island over the past couple weeks?
On Monday, October 16th, just before 4 a.m., one of our officers encountered a man who appeared to be heavily intoxicated and leaning against a vehicle for support. So what's odd about that?
Mondays.
It's Monday.
Mondays.
During the course of the encounter, also this is an encounter.
Uh-oh. That sounds serious.
The officer learned that the vehicle did not belong to the intoxicated man, and the rightful owner wanted him removed.
Wow, this just sounds like an unbelievable situation, right?
No, it's not unbelievable at all.
Like I said, it's Tybee Island and it's Monday.
After guiding the man away from the car, the officer gave him a chance to call a ride, but he appeared unwilling or unable to do so.
That's a nice way of saying, this guy is high as a kite.
Or he's too drunk to dial his phone, like... In my dreams, I can never dial on my phone.
Oh, you're drunk in your dreams?
I guess so.
You're like, I can't see numbers.
Or I call the wrong person.
Dial a phone. For some reason, I want a dog named Spinach.
Calling 911 for some reason. The officer then attempted to determine where the man was staying, but the man was unable to provide that information either. As such, he was placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct.
He's not the type of man that has a name. Or identity.
No.
Or is even
or
actually
a room
there.
To stay in.
No, he's not there. Officer, you're mistaken. He's clearly not leaning on this car he does not own.
He is not. Later that morning, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for having a revoked registration.
Uh-oh.
How do you get it revoked? It's not just like
that's,
dead.
That sounds a little
but,
more serious there.
Yeah. During the course of the stop, the officer also learned that the driver did not have a license. Color me shocked.
I mean, why would he?
Why would he? He was then placed under arrest and charged with revoked registration and no driver's license.
I have a feeling they probably hand out these kind of citations way more than they talk about on this blotter.
Yeah,
don't you
imagine?
Think?
Yeah.
This is like, well, this is the sixth one this week. And by this week, I mean in the last 10 minutes.
On Tuesday, October 17th, officers responded to the area of General George Marshall Boulevard in reference to a stolen vehicle. First of all, I didn't know we had streets that fancy sounding.
I know. This sounds like, to me, a much more fancy kind of street than you'd find on a small island community. It sounds like something that should be up in the city of New York.
General George Marshall Boulevard. Like, who lives on that street?
Or was that the name of Yosemite Sam on that cartoon?
We have a boulevard?
General George Marshall from the
boulevard. We don't even have, like, how?
Yeah, but define boulevard.
Well, I don't know. I just think of
like define parkway.
Or freeway.
Or terrace, even.
Yeah, we live on the terrace. So.
Ah, you're giving away too much.
That's too much. There's several of those. While speaking with our team, the victim stated that the vehicle had been stolen from the driveway of their residence sometime after 9:30 p.m. the previous evening. The vehicle would later be recovered in South Carolina, and the two occupants were arrested by authorities there.
See, there's their first problem. They took it to South Carolina, and they don't play around with that kind of thing.
Ain't that where that one guy ended up when he stole a car? Remember?
They
Marcello.
Always end up in, well, no, I think he ended up in Alabama.
Oh, was
or maybe
it
was Arkansas. Why don't you tell him about,
it was South
you remember that when we first started going out to some bars on the island to play music, there was an open mic night situation and there was a guy that just appeared. Well, we have people that just appear all the time, then they vanish.
Yeah, but they come in like they've always been here and everybody knows them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they come in hugging everybody and like, hey, how you doing?
They're hugging one week, then next week.
Next week
what?
They're stealing your car.
Yeah, not just stealing your car, but taking it on high-speed chases away from police officers, crashing it, and then evading authorities on foot.
We have never seen him since, so I'm assuming he's doing time.
It just makes sense, honestly.
Later that day, officers responded to a total of 6 reports of entering an auto, all believed to have occurred the previous evening. So these people were on a spree.
I told you this is just a, you know, a daily occurrence that they just now
I really should be locking my car.
Taking the lid off of this cover up is what we're doing.
Well, speaking with our team, all the victims stated that their vehicles were unlocked. Oh, that's like me. Or they were unsure whether or not they had locked it at the time of the crime.
Well, if you guys are looking for Crystal's car, make sure to keep an eye out for a red Ford Pinto.
Oh, yeah. That's hers. That's what I drive.
That's her car.
I really need to go lock my car right now. Hold on. While we believe that no one is to blame for these crimes except the thieves responsible, you can help us protect your hard-earned property by remembering to always lock your doors. And by removing any valuables from your vehicles.
Now, see, the words no one are in all caps.
Yeah.
Which I believe that's sarcasm.
Yeah, I think so.
No one's responsible.
They're calling me out. I know it. Like, I'm not even going to tell you what's in my car right now. I need to go get it out. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yes.
Did you leave all our Pirates Gold bullion in that car again?
Yes.
Dadgummit.
I need to go get it. On Wednesday, October 18th, officers responded to a residence on Butler Avenue in reference to a report of an open door. Upon their arrival, the officers entered and cleared the home. After not finding any signs of suspicious activity, officers believed that the door was most likely left open by mistake. A report was filed and no further action was taken at that time.
Now, see, when I hear that, when I think of a police officer clearing a scene, all I can think of is the way the officers run up to the door on a cop show and they have their guns drawn and they have their back to the wall beside the door and they're like, go, breach. And then they just like, kick clear. The door open. They run in. They're pointing guns around corners.
Yeah.
I feel like the Tybee cops were at this random house and they just come in and they're like, breach, and go in.
Another thing, if this is I don't know if it was a rental or whatever, but if you live around here and you don't close your door quite tight, it's really windy all the time. We've had our doors blow open on several occasions.
Did you do this?
What?
Leave a door open on Butler. Was this you?
No, I would know that no one's breaking into my house. They're too busy getting stuff out of my car.
They're too busy robbing your red Ford Pinto.
Yeah, they wouldn't get to the house. They go to the car first.
Look for the red Ford Pinto.
On Thursday, October 19th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for a window tint violation.
It's an epidemic, apparently, isn't it?
It's happening all the time. During the course of the stop, the officer also learned that the driver's license was suspended. The driver was then placed under arrest and charged accordingly. So those two things just go hand in hand.
Not having a license?
Yeah, not having a license and having your windows tinted too dark.
Well, yeah. But then again, not having a license pretty much goes hand in hand with every conceivable situation that happens on this island.
Yeah, but I feel like they pull people over for that knowing they're going to find either
a handgun
or a revoked registration.
Or illicit substances.
Yeah, there's going to be something other than just the violation of window tint.
Palpable odors.
Yeah, palpable.
Palpable. I've been waiting to use that word for the entire run of this podcast. Now that I've said it, I feel like we can close her down.
Oh, we need to work Harry Houdini back into our podcast.
You had said at one time he was going to be in every episode we did.
And then,
you never did it again.
You know, like, do you ever
something? Not once in my whole life have I done what you're about to say.
People will say things like, oh, remember this in your podcast? And I have absolutely no idea what they're talking about.
200 episodes.
This is what happens. All podcast creators do this because, you know, you've done so many episodes and someone will say something like, oh, remember you all were going to do that?
No.
And they have absolutely no recollection of ever saying it.
I don't even remember that episode existing, let alone talking about what I was going to do in that episode.
Yeah, like sometimes if I listen to an older one, I'm like, oh, man, I don't even remember that at all.
Gosh, who is this Brett fellow that keeps talking to me on this show?
I know, he's kind of annoying.
No, and he's weird looking.
But Harry Houdini came back up because last week when we were in Savannah.
On Halloween.
We were stumbling around looking for something to do. I don't know what we were doing, but we ran into Bradley's Lock and Key.
Not ran into so much as we just walked in.
Well, we just like stumbled upon it. We weren't going there.
Breach!
And then you almost caused me to miss touring the Mercer Williams house again.
Well, technically, I did make you miss it, but somehow we still got on the
last tour starts at 4:10. What kind of time is that anyway? Second of all, we got there at 4:12, right?
And they were already at least 5 minutes into it, so they left early.
They were already in the courtyard going up into the house, and we had to pay and run over there, but we'll talk about that later.
So anyway, what is the connection with Houdini?
Because Harry Houdini was a friend of the owner, remember? Or he was
I do remember.
Yeah, and one of his sons was named after him.
Did you make the connection that it was a special day for Houdini?
It was. That was the day he died.
Yeah. What did you do?
What did I do?
Why did you do this to him?
Oh, I didn't.
You were a contemporary.
But I did get to go in there and take pictures, so that was exciting.
I thought that I would go in there and there would be like some sort of statue commemorating Harry Houdini or a place where you could buy skeleton keys. But it turns out it's
just a key shop.
It's really just a key shop.
Still a working key shop.
And it was weird because we walked in and there were several customers in there who were just legitimate customers.
Wait,
there
legit
to get
getting keys,
keys cut. And we just walk in looking like tourists.
And then we were walking out, these other tourists are like, can you just walk in there? And we're like, yes,
you can
do it.
Just do it.
And then you proceeded to talk to them for endless amounts of time, which is why I almost missed my tour.
They asked questions. Well, they didn't ask questions.
No,
so much
you
as
volunteered questions.
Information.
Yeah, you volunteered
so
information.
So if they ended up listening to our podcast, I hope they enjoyed
this.
Yeah,
you did
episode.
Push the podcast on them.
I pushed the podcast
like,
on
you know about Harry Houdini. You want to know about Harry Houdini. You want to know about this place.
Harry
we'll
Houdini's
tell you all about it.
And they're like, I will let you tell me anything, sir, if you just let us
let
leave.
Let us leave, please.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
On September. So now we're in September.
Oh, wow. We've been talking a long time.
I've got September on my mind. I seriously thought it was our son-in-law's birthday this weekend, which his birthday is.
You have zero concept of what's going on around you
at this
point.
His birthday is in September.
All you can think about right now is a small dog named
spinach.
I wanted to say pistachio.
Oh, that'd be cute.
Pistachio. Well, Crystal's obsessed with small dogs now, and she wants one so bad that all she does is look at little pictures on Craigslist of dogs.
And I met this little dog the other day, and it was a toy poodle, and it was the cutest, sweetest thing, and it flew up into my arms and wanted me to take it home, but I couldn't.
And now she's ready to abandon both of her dogs.
No, they just need a baby sister.
Spinach. She's going to name it Spinach.
I'm going to call her Spinny.
So what happened on September, October 22nd, 2023?
Saturday, October 21st. I'm back into the, in the correct year, 2023.
Okay. And it's Saturday.
Saturday. Officers responded to the area of Jones and Solomon after it was discovered that someone had spray painted several obscene words on the roadway. Was this you?
Yeah.
Photos.
No.
Photos were taken of the graffiti, and the Department of Public Works was notified of the incident so that the paint could be washed away.
We both know that if I had spray painted it, that they wouldn't be able to read what the word said anyway, because my handwriting's so bad. I can't imagine what my spray paint graffiti writing
would that
would
have
like.
Been bad. But you know, it was the juveniles.
They back.
They're bored.
They're bored.
Yeah, they know they can't be like doing that thing they did last
They're
week.
They're going to be covert now.
Remember when they left their dad's address on the note they left the lady? Yeah,
their foolproof plan had but one flaw.
Yeah, so this week they're like, spray paint. They can't trace it.
Aha!
On Sunday, October 22nd, while conducting an extra patrol at Memorial Park, an officer found several obscene statements written on a bathroom wall in what appeared to be black marker.
No, not black marker. Was that checked with forensics?
Probably. The officers then took photos of the damage and contacted the Department of Public Works so that the words could be washed away. This case remains under investigation. So it sounds like the Department of Public Works is very busy this week.
Sounds like the officers are posting a lot of pictures on Instagram more than anything.
Rocky's had a big week. You know, Rocky.
Oh, I love Rocky.
And the new, was it Naughty? Naughty Cool?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, they had ornaments for sale and they sold out before I could get one.
I didn't even know that existed.
I did, but it sold out instantly.
Wow, Rocky like really should commodity. Come on our show and talk to the youth of America, the juveniles.
Yeah, he's got to get those juveniles in line.
If you will. And let them know there is no future in a life of crime.
Stop spray painting things.
Don't graffiti.
On Monday, October 23rd, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for having a suspended registration and no insurance.
I bet there wasn't a license to be found in the vehicle either.
During the course of the stop, the officer also learned that the driver had an active warrant through another jurisdiction.
Well, I've got my warrant. It seems to be in order.
The driver was then placed under arrest and transported to the Chatham County Detention Center to await pickup on their non-local warrant. So they did want him.
So he had a license?
I guess.
He had a license.
Well, maybe they just didn't care since he already had a warrant.
Whatever.
That's probably how they ID'd him.
Works for me.
On Wednesday, October 25th, a man contacted the Tybee Island Police Department after a woman accused him of theft. While speaking with our team, the man stated that an acquaintance had given him a key to her post office box and asked him to pick up her mail due to the fact that she couldn't drive. The man further stated that at one point, the woman began to accuse him of stealing a package she was expecting because she never received it. In the end, the man decided that he would return the key directly to the postmaster and discuss this matter further with them.
I will return the key to the postmaster alone.
We have a postmaster.
I will not give it to some lowly postal clerk. It's the postmaster or nothing. That's how people talk on this island, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Like literally everyone we know talks like
that. I thought
they
were a redneck.
Behind your back.
Oh.
To your face, they make you comfortable, but behind your back, everybody talks like that.
Very proper.
Yeah. He talked like this.
I'm like Dylan.
Isn't it then? Oh, Dylan. See, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. It's going to be some sort of a West guy, even when I'm trying to be British.
On Saturday, October 28th, officers responded to a local motel in reference to a report of a group of men with firearms forcing their way into a room.
Well.
Oh, this is getting serious.
Sounds like this has already escalated.
While speaking with our team, the four male occupants of the room stated that one of their acquaintances texted them asking for their location. Shortly after they provided the acquaintance the name of their motel and room number, he showed up with two companions who allegedly forced their way inside at gunpoint. Can't you knock?
Well, make sure that you bring all the firearms with you. When you come, make sure you bring them all.
Goodness. Once inside the room, the newcomers allegedly beat one of the men before leaving the scene. This is an active investigation and no further information will be released at this time.
Well, I certainly hope whoever it is that got beat up is okay.
Oh no, like what the heck?
There has to be more to this story beyond just we showed up with guns and beat somebody down.
So the lesson is don't tell people where you're staying. Don't give them your room number.
Don't talk to people in general and certainly don't answer the phone.
And never answer the door, which we told you previously. And don't unlock your car. One of our officers stopped a vehicle for traveling 45 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone. Promise that wasn't me. And you know this because now,
they wouldn't have caught you.
Now you're tracking me on this Life 360 thing and you see how fast I'm driving and where I'm at and
well,
all that.
I didn't do it to track how fast you're driving. That's just an added benefit that I can have to make fun of you when we do episodes and I can be like, wow, Crystal was going 87 miles an hour in a 20 mile per hour zone and she was not even on the road. She
was in the sidewalk. To Wilmington Island the other day. And how fast did I go at my top speed?
To Wilmington Island? Yeah. I think it was 60.
Yeah, and at 55. See, I didn't even hardly speed at all. You can't even count that.
It's almost like...
It's almost like going 55.
You only sort of broke the law.
No, but you know, my speedometer actually is a little bit higher.
Oh, it's about 15 miles off?
No.
It's what you always tell me.
No, it's two or three.
We can agree to disagree.
I don't speed. During the course of the stop, the officer learned that the driver's license was suspended. The man was then placed under arrest and charged accordingly. Now see, if I do get pulled over, I do have a license and it is valid. And I have a registration
and
that
insurance.
Is valid. And I have insurance, which is all valid.
And you also own the car you're driving.
I do. So like, I'm
you
not
don't
gonna,
have any warrants?
No, not that, that I'm aware of.
That we're going to talk about on
not
air.
That I'm aware of. So yeah, I should be all good if I'll just get a speeding ticket.
You'll cry your way out of that.
I'll cry my way out of that. Now they're going to be looking for me and pull me over because I know they're listening.
And you wouldn't cry
and they know what I'm driving.
Upset. You would do it to just manipulate them. So.
And now they know what I'm driving, so they're really going to pull me over.
And they'll know your voice as soon as they hear
that red Pinto.
That Ford Pinto that you speed around on island in.
On Sunday, October 29th, one of our officers was parked on the shoulder of Butler Avenue monitoring traffic when his patrol vehicle was nearly sideswiped by a passing SUV. Not me. I don't have an SUV.
Yeah, your Ford Pinto could never be mistaken for an SUV.
After stopping the vehicle, the officer noticed that the driver's eyes were bloodshot and that she slurred her words as she spoke.
Oh.
He was also able to smell a strong odor similar to that of an alcoholic drink emitting from her body.
Can you believe we're this far into this episode before you use the word odor?
I know. Emitting
something about that
odor
doesn't
emitting.
Seem right.
It's
maybe people
week.
Are cleaning up their act.
Well, it is almost November. Well, it is November when we're recording, but this is October, so.
Yeah, we're a little behind.
It is slow. During the course of the subsequent investigation, the officer found additional evidence to suggest that the woman had been operating the vehicle while under the influence of alcohol. Oh, those words are like music.
Wow.
I say them so often.
You're twisted.
Like, I can say them in my sleep.
You know how you said there's this podcast where the guy creates an original song for every episode because he's apparently got a lot of talent and more time on his hands than he needs?
Apparently.
I should create a theme song for this
you
with
should.
Words.
You should.
And have you sing it.
Okay. I didn't say all that. Or you can use auto-tune on my voice.
It's
going to
be called
fine.
Odors Emitting.
Odors Emitting.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm doing it. This just came to me. I'm looking for ways to cut time out of our podcast
editing
cycle.
Yeah, so we're
going to
add more things.
So I'm basically just going to make my life harder
okay.
for no
we're not
reason
doing that.
Other than to bring it on myself.
We're not doing that. She was then placed under arrest and charged with failure to maintain lane, open container, and DUI. Less safe.
See? I wouldn't even have to write lyrics.
That was the end of the episode, and that was the only one.
I would just use things from the police blotter as the verses of the song.
Oh, yeah. You could just pull from all the, like, you got to put the juveniles in there.
It's the juveniles.
You got to put the lady at the campground.
Where's she at these days?
The guy sleeping on the air conditioner.
Yeah. Actually, I think this is turning into a rap song.
Oh, right. You've been wanting to write an album. Maybe you're going the wrong direction. Maybe it should be a police blotter.
Maybe I should do battle rap just like Eminem.
I think this is a great idea.
There's no way this could go wrong for me, is it?
No, I think this is great.
Yeah, this was a pretty short episode that we have here for the police blotter, I guess, with the tourists leaving the beach and the juveniles in hiding for some reason. We only have graffiti to talk about.
Yeah, it's been a slow couple of weeks.
Yeah, but we've got more coming up, and We're going to have an announcement soon that we're going to release about the way we're going to be revamping some of our Patreon stuff. And we're not going to go into detail on that on this episode, but we've got something that may be exciting to some of you listeners, I hope.
Yeah, we got a lot of fun stuff coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, not my son-in-law's birthday like I thought.
Yeah, that'll be
no, it's funny. The it's next 11. Like, I texted my daughter and I was like, what are y'all doing for his birthday this weekend? And I was like, what can I get him?
Did you get a new phone, Mom?
No, she had just gotten a new phone. So she thought that maybe that text came through from September, you know, just how just random test. Up. Yeah. And she's like, because she said, I verbatim said the exact same thing the week before his birthday, his actual birthday.
That does sound like
I sent the exact same text. And so I was like, no, I thought it was his birthday. And she's like, he was born in September. I'm like, I know that. I don't know why I asked you this. I was like, but if you were smart, you would have just sent me something that you wanted me to send him. I wouldn't have even thought about it. I would have just ordered it and had it sent to him.
It would have been funny, though, if she said that what he really wanted was a new purse.
Yeah.
Or maybe some hair coloring product or whatever it is you guys buy at that store that's purple. And every time you put it in your hair, you know, you get terrified that your hair is going to turn, what is it, orange or blue or
yellow?
I don't know.
You're talking about Sally's.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
No, but like then I figured out it's not September. It's November.
So all's well with the world is what you're saying.
Yeah, and it was Elijah's birthday the other day, so maybe I just had birthdays on the brain.
That's what happens when I get older.
Yeah, well, I think it's because Ben told us that we've celebrated like 90-something birthdays with the four children.
Yeah, and they were all sitting around the table, and then all our kids started figuring out ways they could bump each other off so that they would secure the 100th birthday.
Yeah, they want the 100th one, and Kirsten's the one that's going to get it, I believe.
And she's the first one to go.
Yeah, and so Elijah's like going to knock her off so he gets it. No, but then it would go to Ethan, I believe. No, I don't know.
The last
they
one
had
standing.
It, they had it figured out.
The last one standing.
Yeah, I think Ethan could take them all.
Maybe.
Maybe.
He's definitely got the muscle. I don't know if he's got the smarts to take all of them.
Yeah, I think they might gang up on him.
Yeah, they could.
Yeah.
So I tell you what, let's go outside and go lock up your Ford Pinto with that duct tape that we used to do it. And then we can go, you know, take a walk on the beach.
I'm definitely going to go lock my car right now.
Talk about home security options.
We should lock the doors too.
All right.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.